Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, of course, you all know I took a little break. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take me another one. But this morning, I want to talk about something that's real simple. That may not be the right word. Basic. And I want to talk about this so you can realize how much freedom and liberty that you have. See, young people have been misled and kind of confused because people want to do church and not have a real life for Christ. Hello? I'm so done with religion and tradition. I'm just done with it. It doesn't do anything but clutter your life with all kind of garbage. You can't do this. You can't do that. You better not say that. You better not go there. You this and that and you that. And then you do that, you this. Yeah. But Jesus called us to freedom. He called us to liberty. Hallelujah. And when I'm free in Jesus, I don't want to do the works of the devil. Nor do I want to do the works of the flesh. It brings so much clutter, so much confusion. Seems so fun at the beginning, but it's so devastating later on down the road. It destroys, it discredits, it takes peace from you. It does a lot of things. And so many people right now, as I talk, is messed up on different kinds of stuff. Some are messed up on witchcraft, drugs. Some are messed up on the identity of what sex they are. Amen. Some men out there trying to be ladies or women, females. Some females trying to be what? Male. And it's so confusing. You got to do all this stuff. Then you got people that say they real holier than thou. Don't get offended now. I'm just using for they are down on people that, you know, have a problem. Maybe they drink a little bit. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be open with you this morning. And they big as two houses. Come on now. Come on now. Are y'all in the house? I want peoples to be free. Because God didn't call anybody to put pressure on you like that. I pray y'all listen this morning. I came back and I'm armed and I'm dangerous. Hallelujah. But when God saved you, He saved you for His glory. He saved you to experience the best He had. He had. He got. He want you to have it. He don't want you to go. He does not want you going through life all frustrated, all confused, all ignorant and unlearned. The devil taking advantage of you, using you like he want to use you. You get yourself in trouble, and then you don't know what to do. And we got so many people like that. Am I right? Yeah. Holy Spirit, I look to you for help today. Help me to say the right words to the right people at the right time for the right reason that you get all the glory. Because you're the only one that to be glorified, Lord. You alone. Not me, not another, you. You the one brought about this salvation that men and women, people can be born again to become a part of your family and be joined to you. And you didn't join us to you to be filled up with misery and all kinds of stuff. You didn't do that, Lord. So help me to say what you want them to hear and help them to hear what you're saying. In Jesus' name. Many, many years ago, this church is how old? 34 years old? 36? I have to count up sometime. Help me out, somebody. All right. I know we're 34 years old. Didn't we celebrate 34 years this past June, past May? Because we start the first Sunday in May of 1983, just in case you don't know. 1983. And one of the things, I want y'all to listen real, real, real good. One of the major things the Lord instructed me and told me and said, you go teach my people faith. What it mean, what it mean to live by faith. And you have heard probably all kind of expression, and you probably heard all kind of stuff that said what faith is and it's not. But what I'm going to talk about this morning, for the time that I have, I'm going to talk about the fundamentals of faith. This is something every believer should learn and know. Faith, you are called into a life with God. God called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. He called you to himself. And he gave you, made available to you all that he has, all that he is. Now, he gave you, I use this book. You see this book I'm holding? This is the Bible. This is his manual for your life. Amen. Are you listening to me? This is his manual. I was talking to Brendan back there in the room because he was the one that we were sharing. I said, would you go purchase a refrigerator? I said, when you rather purchase a refrigerator, a manual come with it. Am I right? If you would go buy a stove, a manual come with it, right? And your stove messes up, would you go get the refrigerator manual and look to see how to correct it? Would you do that? Now, why are we trying to live our lives after the world and not follow the manual? That's why it's so much frustration. That's why it's so much confusion. That's why it's so much fear when stuff show up, when the devil, when they make announcement about all this stuff. When you know what's in the manual and know how to fix it and know how to live by it, you're not moved by it. So I want to give you some pointers. That when trouble comes, you have an answer before trouble get there. So when trouble come, you know what trouble will do? It'll bypass you because it has no place to land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because victory's wrote all over you. I said victory's wrote all over you, in you. And Satan had never been able to rise and conquer Jesus. Jesus conquered him. So, these are some of the things the Lord told me or taught me as well. And these are some of the evidence we have around here. So we can talk about them, can't we? Hello?